Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A healthcare company familiar to Northeast Iowans is changing its name. Gunderson Health Systems has merged with Bellin Health, both based in Wisconsin, and will now be known as Amplify Health, although CEO Scott Rathgaber says it will take time to make the change.
You'll initially start to see when it comes out as Amplify Health by Gunderson and Amplify Health by Bellin to make sure people know that we are honoring those legacies, that we are becoming from those foundations and not tearing them down.
The new name is a new word with Amplify, E-M-P-L-I-F-Y, drawn from both empathy, defined as feeling aware of another's emotions, and the word amplify, which means to increase. Rathgaber says the new name will be worked in gradually.
People will see the same doctors, same locations, and get the exact same experience and high quality of care.
Bellin and Gunderson Health Systems actually merged in December of 2022. Amplify Health operates clinics and hospitals in Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. In Iowa, the system has clinics in Kelmer, Decorah, Fayette, Lansing, Postville, and Waukon, with a hospital in West Union. The deadline to nominate Iowa farmers and farm families for the Iowa Farm Environmental Leader Award has been extended from this Monday, May 6th to Monday, May 20th. Farmers and landowners who implement proven practices to improve water quality and incorporate farming practices that conserve and protect our natural resources are eligible for the award. Awardees must also actively serve as leaders within the Iowa agriculture community. Since the creation of the award in 2012, 777 farm families have been recognized. The nomination form can be found on the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship's website. Recipients of the award will be honored August 14th at the Iowa State Fair. Past Iowa Farm Environmental Leader Award recipients include Chad and Kendall Curtis in Howard County in 2023, Jim and Mike Webster in Chickasaw County, and Damon and Sherry Granger of Howard County, both in 2022. 2021 recipients include James Wendell in Howard County, Martha McFarlane in Chickasaw County, Wendy Johnson and Rafkin John in Floyd County, and Dan and Drew Dietz in Chickasaw County. 2020 awardees included Dennis and Patty Stout and Ben, Amy, Andy, and Abby Johnson, all of Floyd County. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is offering canoe and kayak paddling schools in north central Iowa. Participants will learn paddling skills, how to identify hazard and river features, tips for teaching different learning styles, and risk management strategies. Instruction time will be one-third classroom and two-thirds on water in both lake and river environments, both solo and tandem. All courses will be taught at Briggs Woods along the Boone River in Hamilton County. The canoe school is limited to 12 participants, and the kayak school is limited to 8. This is not a beginner-level course. Participants should have previous paddling experience. Find more information with this story on our station website. The 2024 Charles City Farmers Market opens for the season this Saturday in Central Park along Blunt Street. The market will be open Saturday mornings from 9 to noon and Wednesdays from 3:30 to 6 p.m. Shop for fresh produce, baked goods, plants and flowers, honey, crafts, and more from local producers. Anyone interested in being a vendor at the market is encouraged to contact Mark Wicks at the Main Street Charles City office at 641-228-2335 or email mark@charlescitychamber.com. The start of the Farmers Market 2024 season at the corner of Chestnut and Main Streets in downtown New Hampton is still about a month and a half away.
This year we are going to be bringing it back to every Thursday. We are going to start that the weekend after Heartland Days. Last year we started the weekend of Heartland Days, so it was a little chaotic. So we will start that, I think it's June 16th, and then we'll go all the way through September.
That's New Horizons Chamber Director Liz Weibeamer, who says they're still accepting more vendors.
They don't have to come to every farmer's market every Thursday, but if they want to come here and there, we're absolutely happy to take them.
For more information, contact New Horizons Chamber. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.